September 16, 1931 Admirable effects of the light of the divine will. How heaven opens itself over operative souls. How our acts are like many breaths that make the good mature. My poor mind seems to be able to do nothing other than wander in the divine fiat, and oh, how painful it is for me when, even just for brief instance, I am saddened by some shadow or thought that is not all will of God. Oh, then I feel my happiness breaking. The current of light, of peace, breaking. Alas! I feel the weight of my unhappy will. On the other hand, if nothing that is not will of God enters into me, I feel happy, I live in the immensity of its light. Rather, I cannot even see where this light ends, that forms in me the celestial dwelling of perennial peace. Oh! Power of the Supreme Will, you who know how to change the human into divine, ugliness into beauty, pains into joys, should they even remain pains, do not leave me for one instant. Let your arms of light hold me so tightly that all other things, dispelled by your light, may not dare to molest me and to break my happiness. But while I was thinking of this, my sweet Jesus, as though wanting to approve and confirm what I was thinking, told me, "My daughter, how beautiful is my divine will, isn't it? Ah! It alone is the bearer of true happiness and of the greatest fortune to the poor creature, who, by doing her will, does nothing other than break her own happiness, break the current of the light, and change her fortune into the greatest misfortune. And as the creature disposes herself to do my will, so it keeps rehabilitating her in the lust goods, because the substance of my divine will is light, and everything it does can be called effects of this light. So, for one who lets herself be dominated by it, one will be the act, but as the substance of light that it possesses, she will feel its many effects, that it will produce the effect of its light, the works, the steps, the word, the thoughts, the heartbeats of my will and the creature. Therefore she can say, I am a single act of supreme will, everything else is nothing other than the effects of its light. The effects of this light are admirable. They take on all resemblances, all forms of works, of steps, of words, of pains, of prayers, of tears, but all animated by the light, forming such variety of beauties, that your Jesus remains enraptured. Just like the sun, that animates everything with its light, but does not destroy or change things. Rather, it places from its own and communicates the variety of colors, the diversity of sweetnesses, making them acquire a virtue and a beauty that they did not possess, so my divine will is without destroying anything of what the creature does. On the contrary, it animates them with its light, it embellishes them, and communicates to them its divine power. After this, I continued my abandonment in the divine fiat by following its acts. And my beloved Jesus added, My daughter, each good comes out of God matured, and this maturation is formed between God and the soul. See, by doing your acts, you expose yourself to the rays of the divine sun, and as you undergo the heat and the light, your acts do not remain arid, insipid, but matured. And you, together with them, remain matured in the love, in the divine knowledges, in everything you do. And I, seeing you matured in those acts, prepare in me other love to give you, and other truths to tell you. And since of everything that comes out of me nothing is sterile, but everything is fecund and well matured in the live flame of my love, you receive the virtue of forming new maturations in you. This is why many times I am waiting for the completion of your acts, to give you the surprise of letting you know other truths. These, like many breaths of light and of heat, finish maturing in your soul the goods and the truths that your Jesus has communicated to you. See, then, the necessity of your acts in order to dispose yourself to receive other knowledges on my divine fiat, and to let me find in you the continuation of your acts in order to render them mature. Otherwise, what could I do? I would remain like sun that, while it goes through the earth, finds neither a flower to color, nor a fruit to mature. So, All the admirable effects that the sun contains would remain within its light, the earth would receive nothing. Therefore, heaven opens itself over operative souls, the miraculous force of the light of my divine volition. Not over idle souls, but over those who work, who sacrifice, who love, who have always something to do for me. Rather, you must know that the beatitudes of heaven pour themselves over the earth and go to place themselves in the soul who lives and operates in my will, because they do not want to leave her lacking the celestial joys and happinesses, while she forms a single will with heaven. However, while the blessed swim in the divine joys, they acquire nothing of merit. On the other hand, with the pilgrim soul, they not only make her happy, but add the merit, because for one who does my will upon earth everything is meritorious. The word, the prayer, the breath and even the joys convert into merit and into new gains. Fiat.